Hey fam, I want to tell you about a new podcast called Reimagining Democracy for a Good Life. We know about people threatening democracy, don't we? But there are also people coming together across racial lines to seize this moment and stretch democracy to serve all of us. Join longtime equity advocate Angela Glover Blackwell for Reimagining Democracy for a Good Life, a podcast that asks, how do we build a radically inclusive, thriving, multiracial democracy? And looks at what one city, Los Angeles, is doing to try to make it a reality. Reimagining Democracy for a Good Life is available now wherever you get your podcasts.
The civil rights movement was in full swing. While Martin Luther King gave public speeches, she did the work on the ground, building community. But now, their one major disagreement threatened to stall the whole movement. Would anything help them cooperate? This is 2-Minute Black History, what you didn't learn in school. Martin Luther King always appointed men to the front lines as he didn't think women should lead. But Ella Baker wanted to break that tradition. Could she? While she wasn't looking for recognition, Baker needed more power in the movement in order to bring marginalized voices to the table. While it was important to be in the limelight sometimes, it was also important to listen. She hoped King could see this. Baker's job made Martin Luther King's possible. While he was on the front lines, she spent hours listening to the stories of our people, helping them develop the self-worth to fight for their rights, building the foot soldiers of the movement. What would MLK decide? Of course, he was not about to let racism win and knew they had to work together. Baker went on to organize thousands of people, found grassroots student groups like the SNCC or SNCC, and uplift Black communities. Her community organizing fueled the civil rights movement alongside the inspirational orations of Martin Luther King, and they both came to understand one thing. The effects of white supremacy are powerful, and multiple tactics and leadership styles are necessary to include everyone. For our unity is our strength. Like Baker, we must empower our people with encouragement and support so they will have the courage to fight with us for liberation, both on and off the front lines. In order to move towards the future, you've got to look to the past. This has been 2-Minute Black History, a podcast by Push Black. Show your support by sharing this episode on your social media and join us in amplifying stories we all deserve to know.